Chuck Chad Freestyle for Wednesday, September 17th, 2014. What, again? Yes, this is another freestyle for the 17th, because the other one was this morning, about all the stuff that happened yesterday, and I really didn't get into a whole lot of detail. Oh, by the way, freestyle is an audio diary of my life. Welcome! So Tuesday, that was pack up the rest of the stuff in the house day, because Monday was the package, the movers coming over and boxing things up that we hadn't already boxed or contracted them to do, like dishes and glasses and other things that might be very breakable. Then they loaded it all on the truck, piece by piece, scrap by scrap, and eventually the house was empty. And it was sad. So we ran some errands to do little recycling. We found a couple of things that were worth a couple of bucks, like some copper piping. Returned the cable modem and DVRs to Time Warner Cable and canceled our service and paid out the rest of the bill. And got some pizza. Donna had a $10 coupon for Glass Nickel Pizza, which is a very good local pizza place in Appleton. And we had some pizza on the road. That was our lunch. And we drove and drove and drove and drove and drove and drove and drove to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, which is where you heard me this morning. So today, we are now approximately at the halfway point in Oklahoma City, sitting here at the Microtel. Donna is downstairs swimming, and I will be joining her shortly. And man, I-35 tollway through Kansas and Oklahoma and Missouri, it just goes on and on and on. It is a very nice road, speed limit of 75 most of the way, but the stops are only about every 20 to 30 miles, so make sure you gas up on that baby before you go, or you watch carefully for those wayside stations, because if you're not careful, you will run out. I started getting nervous. I said, okay, at about 150 miles, we've got 150 miles worth of gas left, but we've got about 250 miles worth of miles left to the hotel. So I started looking around and looking around and looking around, and it just got worse and worse and worse until probably about, 89, 90 miles left in the tank, stopped at the first gas place we found. And that was, I think, just north of Wichita, if I've got my geography right, about Kansas. And the tollway goes right around Wichita, which is kind of nice, so you don't have to play any of those games with on-ramps and off-ramps and this major highway merging with that major highway. So, I mean, I-35 is a nice road. While we crossed from Kansas into Oklahoma, my brother Vince called and wanted to see how we were doing on the move. He said, when are you moving? I said, we're moving now. We just crossed from Kansas into Oklahoma. And we had a nice talk for about 10, 15 minutes. At one point, I said, oh, hold on. And I put the phone down, because I don't know what the rules are about talking on your phone while you're driving down the tollway. But we saw a state police, I think it was. So I put him on speakerphone after that. And had a nice discussion. He's in Florida, and we're headed to Phoenix, and he's got friends and his son's girlfriend, fiance, I don't remember anymore. She's in the Phoenix area somewhere. So we did notice that gas is cheaper here. It was actually cheaper the further south we go, the cheaper it gets. I think when we started out in Appleton, it was about $3.45 a gallon. We filled up this morning, it was $3.19. And now that we're in Oklahoma, we saw it tonight for $2.89 a gallon. So we're going to top off, even though I've still got about half a tank. We've got about 8 hours of driving tomorrow, and I know I don't have 8 hours of gas in the tank. We've got about, what is it? We had 10 hours today, and it was about 666 miles. So I think we've got about 500 miles tomorrow. And my tank will do about 400 miles on the highway. So we'll fuel up here, probably fuel up again. Amarillo's about halfway to Albuquerque, so we'll get something there. For dinner, man, we had great barbecue. A place called Rib Crib. We're just off the I-40 and on the west side of town. little place. Donna wanted some barbecue, so I looked some places up. There's about four of them within a stone's throw, so we went on over to the Rib Crib. They didn't have much for beer, mostly like the traditional Bud Light stuff, but they did have, was it Shinerbach? They were supposed to have a Sam Adams, which is always a safe go-to beer, Boston Lager. But the Shinerbach wasn't too bad, so I had that. But what they didn't have for in beer, they made up for in everything else. This was awesome. I had the pulled pork down, I had the brisket, and the sides were good. This is, I will call this slusher grade barbecue. Very good stuff. It was melt in your mouth. Options of what sauces you want to put on there. It was good. I said, Donna, do you want to come back? You want to live here? She goes, no, but can we come back for breakfast? So she had a little bit too much food. It's in the fridge. We might be eating that for breakfast, even though this hotel has breakfast with it. They also have a pool. They have soap in the shower, unlike this morning. So we are having a good time. We'll get on the road tomorrow. The cats are enjoying this room much better. And I'm going to go join Don in the pool. And I will talk to you probably from Albuquerque tomorrow. Until then, take care, and 101 Chuck at ChuckChat.com.